It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
We are talking about a VIP event. Yes, Victory Influences Position, IYW's most recent event, held at the Duanesburg Area Community Center in Delancey, New York. And we've got all the information for you about this event right here on the interface. So let's get started. The show started off with the Right to Fight contract gauntlet match taking place. Of course, the Right to Fight contract gives the winner, the holder of that contract, the opportunity to challenge for any in-your-face wrestling title at any event, provided the champion that they challenge has not already defended their championship. And in this matchup, we saw the Rickety Rocket return to IYFW in big fashion as he won that contract. But what was so crazy was to see him actually have to beat his own Team RPG partner, Ian Daniels, to claim that contract. Well, now, the question has to be asked, what championship will the Rocket be looking to challenge for? Will he and Ian team up to go after the tag team championships, the belts they've held in the past? Or will he go for the Newbury title or go for even the In Your Face Wrestling Championship? The Rocket has that choice, and we should be getting comments from him very soon here at this website, so keep checking for that. Now, speaking of championships, let's talk about the IYFW Newbury Championship. It was contested that night as the current champion, Mr. Canada Ricky Williams, defended the title against a young man coming in from the western side of New York to challenge him that night, Maximo Suave. This was a fantastic matchup. This match exemplified what the new breed of professional wrestling is all about, especially here in IYFW. Maximo Suave came very, very close in winning the Newbury Championship, but Mr. Canada had a few tricks up his sleeve and was able to walk out still the Newbury champion. Well, it would then be time for tattooed ugly Len Oddity to be introduced so he could give us all his status on how he is doing. Now, Len Oddity suffered a very, very serious injury back in May at show number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything, our first event that was held at the DACC when he took on the Wolf CJ Scott. During that match, he crushed his foot at ringside, and after getting it checked out, major damage was done, and Len Oddity came out this evening to let us all know that the damage is so severe that he may not even see action again until next year, until 2015. But what was interesting was Len Oddity started to make accusations that nobody seems to care. Nobody was contacting him, nobody was asking how he's doing, and there were two individuals in the back who heard this, and they were none too happy to hear it. Those two individuals were the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions, Sergeant Fury and Vigo, collectively known, of course, as Northern Fury. These men came to the ring to emphatically deny these accusations. This was a highly emotional part of the evening, folks. You could feel the tension, you could feel the emotion between these three men. There was so much respect and adulation between the three of them that Fury and Vigo could not stand the fact that Len Oddity would make these assumptions, would actually think that the people didn't care, that they didn't care. They tried to reinforce to Len Oddity that they did care, so much in fact that if he couldn't compete in IYFW right now, they asked him to stand by their side, stand in their corner when they would defend the tag team championships against the Knockout Gang later on that night, because Mr. Canada Ricky Williams was slated to be in their corner. They wanted Len Oddity to watch their back. And I gotta say, Len Oddity seemed a little hesitant at first, but as you could see, the realization that yes, people do care about him, and he said, yes, I will be in your corner this evening. So it seemed like everything was settled in this segment. Now it would be time for In Your Face Wrestling women's action to take place. We would see two up-and-comers in the women's division around the New York State area, La Diva taking on Jamie Ames, and these two gave everything they had for the Delancey crowd that night. La Diva would come out victorious in this matchup, and I gotta say, a lot of people in IYFW were very impressed with the potential of these two young lady athletes. I'm sure we're going to be seeing them both at future IYFW events. And now it would be time for the Tag Team Championship matchup, the Knockout Gang with Ricky Williams in their corner against Northern Fury with Len Oddity in their corner. Well, what we thought had been settled earlier this evening, I'm sorry to say, folks, became a complete dream. It evaporated. It did not exist anymore because Len Oddity, for whatever reason that only he can explain, turned his back on Northern Fury. In fact, caused them to lose the tag team championships to the Knockout Gang. This was a shock. I just cannot describe the mood that was in the building that evening when this took place, especially the mood of Sergeant Fury and Vigo, who I understand did reluctantly tape comments about that. And we should be getting footage of that here at this website very soon. For keep checking about that. But also, we understand that the oddball Army General himself, Len Oddity, is going to have his own things to say about this. So this is a new development that we're going to have to keep our eyes strongly fixated on in the weeks and months to come. Then it was time for true competition in IYFW, as it would be the Wolf CJ Scott taking on the only Triple Crown winner in IYFW history, the mighty Franz Roddy. This is a rivalry that seems to be developing purely out of competition. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of personal animosity. It's all about these two men trying to showcase what they can do in the IYFW ring. The last time they faced off with each other was back in June at the Coronation Cup show, when they met in the final quarterfinal match in the tournament. CJ Scott would come out victorious in that match, but he used some, you know, questionable tactics that evening. But on this night, we saw a great back and forth battle between these two individuals, and in the end, the Wolf CJ Scott, with not one but two brutal package pile drivers, would get the 1-2-3 victory on the Mighty One that evening. CJ Scott, that's got to be the biggest singles victory in his IYFW career, beating the former two-time IYFW champion, as I said, the only Triple Crown winner in IYFW history. The biggest singles ranks win for CJ Scott, and I know plenty of officials had their eyes fixated on that matchup. But trust me when I say that the Mighty One is already talking about a rematch. He's not settling it right there. He wants another chance to get the Wolf in the IYFW ring. Now, I'm going to switch around the format a little bit here and talk about the main event that night. It was an in-your-face wrestling championship match between the current champion, the Pillar Roman Dominguez, and the 2014 Coronation Cup winner himself, Elite Terrell. Great action we saw between these two athletes. The biggest opportunity for Elite Terrell's career going after the title. Well, this match was not without controversy, because we would see Elite Terrell hit a brutal tornado DDT on the champion, go for the cover, hook the inside leg, and the referee would count 1, 2, and 3. We would think the match was over at that point. At that point, the referee turned to the ring announcer to ring the bell. But the ring announcer noticed, as everyone else did in the building, that Roman Dominguez's foot was on the bottom rope when the 3 count went down. The referee finally noticed this and reversed the decision. It was not over. He was restarting the match. Elite Terrell, you could see the anguish in his face, thinking that he just did the unthinkable in IYFW. He pinned Roman Dominguez, someone who has not been pinned in so long in IYFW. But no, Elite Terrell was not the champion at that point. The match was restarted, but it only seemed like a matter of seconds before the Pillar was able to lock the Sofoco submission. The arm of Elite Terrell would drop 3 times, and the Pillar would walk out of DeLanson once again, still the in-your-face wrestling champion. And now let's talk about the tag team grudge match that took place this evening. It was between Dewey Murray and the legendary Chip Stetson against Liam McFerrin and the IYFW icon Drake Evans. We saw a lot of animosity in this matchup. You could see Drake Evans was seething. You could see that he couldn't stand the fact that he was not able to get his hands on Chip Stetson during this match. He tried so many times, but Stetson, the wily veteran, had a lot of tricks up his sleeve to keep away from the icon of IYFW. And in the end, we would see Dewey Murray distract the referee. Chip Stetson entered the ring with a cowbell and knock out Liam McFerrin, getting the victory for his team that night. Well, it was not over. At that point, we would see Drake Evans take the microphone and make a final challenge to Chip Stetson for a one-on-one match. No partners, nobody to hide behind, only him and only Stetson. Well, Chip Stetson would accept this challenge, but only on his own accord, only on his own terms. And those terms mean one thing: 4 sides of steel. And I'm talking about a steel cage match. Drake Evans said he doesn't care what kind of match it is. It could be lose or leave. It could be barbed wire. It could be anything. And if a steel cage is what it's going to take, he gladly accepted the challenge. And ladies and gentlemen, on November 15th, at the In Your Face Wrestling Anniversary Show, you will see these men compete in a steel cage matchup for the first time ever in IYFW. Tickets are available for this event right now through the merchandise section. Do not miss out on this opportunity. DeLanson, New York, Duanesburg, Amsterdam, all the surrounding areas, they are going to be buzzing when this word comes out that they need to be there on November 15th to see this matchup for the first time ever. Steel cage action between Chip Stetson, the legendary one, against Drake Evans, the IYFW icon. Well, there you have it, folks, the complete rundown of the VIP event, Victory Influences Position. A lot of influences took place. A lot of positions were influenced by their victories. There was a lot of opportunities. There was shocks. There was controversy. Just like at any in-your-face wrestling event, you never know what's going to happen. You got to be there live to check it out. And speaking of IYFW events, now available on DVD through the merchandise section of this website is the biggest night in-your-face wrestling action. I'm talking about the event from March of 2014 at the Ballston Area Community Center, M3, Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, the night ECW originals like Tommy Dreamer, Rhino, and Just Incredible all battled in the same match in the same night with some of IYFW's top stars, Pierre Vachon, Bobby Ocean, and Chip Stetson. You got to check this DVD out, folks. It has some of the best matches IYFW's ever produced, the largest live attendance we've ever had in IYFW's history. You gotta go now. You gotta get a piece of this. I mean, where else can you see these three competitors from ECW compete? That's not on national television, not on pay-per-view. You could see it right here through the merchandise section for only $15. You could have this piece of history, this piece of independent wrestling history, to see these three men encapsulated in the same matchup. And it's not just all them on one side. You get to see Just Incredible fight Tommy Dreamer. You get to see Just Incredible fight Rhino. And you get to see some of the great IYFW stars, as I mentioned before, Chip Stetson, Pierre Vachon, and Bobby Ocean, all compete with these three former ECW World Heavyweight Champions. I cannot oversell this enough. Go to the merchandise section and get your copy of M3 Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. Well, I think that's going to do it for this edition of The Interface. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.